It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Missionary Sihle, welcome to Live, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So your surname, how do I pronounce it correctly?
Sianagoa.
Ah, Sianagoa. Okay. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes. I know Sihle is easier for you.
It is. But I'm gonna practice Sianagoa. and I get used to Sianagoa. So we're talking about the Sabbath still. We're continuing about the Sabbath, right? And I'm curious to understand, perhaps we could give us some definitions before we get into it. Talk to us about these definitions and origins.
Okay. So we are looking at evangelism.
Yeah.
And so the biblical definition of evangelism, I would say that, firstly, evangelism is a term used to refer to the preaching of the gospel, okay? So the word evangelism actually comes from a Greek word, evangelion, okay?
Yeah.
And it simply means gospeling, meaning when we evangelize, we are simply spreading the gospel of Jesus.
Right.
So evangelism is not just reaching people, but fully discipling them into people that would be ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we speak of evangelism, where does this come from?
Okay. So when we look at, like in the Bible context, we look at the Great Commission.
Right.
Okay. You look at Matthew 28. When Christ sent out his disciples to go and make disciples,
right,
and to baptize and to teach. Yes. And so there, as Elia stated, this refers to the spreading of the gospel. And the intentions are to share the message and teachings of Jesus Christ.
Right.
So one who is a Christian cannot talk about evangelism minus the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yeah.
So do we have any examples of what we're talking about here?
Sorry?
Do we have any examples? Would you like to share with some examples of evangelism? When we're talking about evangelism, there's different kinds of examples. Would you be able to share with us?
Okay. I'll give examples from the Bible.
Okay.
And away from the Bible, like in our current setup. Yeah. So from the Bible, I would look at the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When they were, after Christ had left, had ascended to heaven, and they were in one accord, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were going out sharing the word of Jesus.
Right.
They were fearless, they were bold, you know, believing that Christ was with them because he had assured them in Matthew to say, I'll be with you.
Right.
So they were sure of that victory. Mm, yeah.
Mm.
And when we come in today's setup, I'll say that for example, in our churches, the church has a strategy which it has set up to promote the mission, which is the gospel commission. Of course, we also have missionary groups that go out there to evangelize. We have the Adventist missionaries volunteers. We have Impact, which I'm part of. And this is exactly what we do, to spread the gospel.
Right. Forgive me. I'm curious now. Your title or your honorific says missionary, and I'd love to perhaps get an understanding when we're calling you Missionary Sihle Sinawagoa. Mm-hmm. What is a missionary?
Okay. A missionary in this sense, probably a Christian missionary.
Yeah.
I would say this is a person who decides to, they're more like volunteer, to decide to to be part of God's witness, to be able to share the love of Jesus and share the gospel to other people. So they take their time to invest into meeting people and telling people about the love of God, simply put.
Right, right. And yeah. And so when you say people, how do you target the people? How do you decide who you're going to be talking to? Who are you going to be going on a mission for?
Okay. So this is what it is. I'll give examples of missionaries then.
All right.
Maybe those that came to Africa, like Anderson.
Okay.
Obviously, they probably planned and they had to find people to go with, and some had to get things like Bibles or get supplies that they felt were lacking.
Right.
At a place that they were going to.
Right.
They did all that. In Zambia, I would say that gave birth to Rusangu Mission, which
okay.
we have now. Yeah. But then for someone like today would ask to say, but what if I'm not able to travel maybe to South Africa, or I'm not able to go to Zimbabwe? How do I become a missionary where I am? Okay.
Right, right.
Being a missionary also is a way of life. How do you reflect Christ in how you live? How do you reflect Christ in how you relate to people? You might be the only Bible that someone may get to read.
Absolutely.
And so you need to live like Christ.
Right.
Just
right.
us emulating Christ is a sermon. That's a big sermon.
Right.
People can learn from you, those around you. If you are working, how are you being of influence to those around you? Be
right.
it your subordinates, be it your bosses. How
right,
are you being
right.
an influence to those around you?
Mm.
In our families, how are you being an influence to your children, to mm-hmm. your spouse,
mm-hmm.
to your workers, you know? And so no one should give an excuse for not being a missionary, because we can all be missionaries.
Right.
If we are Christ followers, we all must be missionaries, actually.
Mm. Mm, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the choice of what you're going to say once you're in the field, how do yeah. you decide that?
Okay. I think this, I would say when I decided to be part of this group, or those days when I was not so conversant, I would ask myself that question to say, okay, so I'm going out. What am I going to talk about?
Right.
What will I tell people? What if they ask me hard questions?
Right, right, right.
You see that? And I think that is a lot of people can relate with that.
Yeah.
They don't know exactly what to say, how to start. So I would encourage who feels like that first of all, they are not the first ones to feel like that.
Absolutely.
There was Moses in the Bible
uh-huh.
who said he was not fluent,
uh-huh.
but God told him, I'll give you what to say.
Right.
And so I think the best thing that one can actually share
yeah.
is what Jesus has done for you. What
yeah.
is your experience with Jesus? What
yeah.
has Jesus done for you? I think that's the best story that you can ever share with someone.
Okay.
And from that, they're able to be encouraged, okay?
Yeah.
So you share what Jesus has done for you.
Right,
and
right.
we know that Jesus is love. And there's so much that God has done for us that we can actually share with other people.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So how did the early followers of Jesus, particularly the apostles, engage in evangelistic activities as documented in the book of Acts?
Sorry, I missed that.
How did the early followers of Jesus, particularly uh-huh. the apostles, engage in uh-huh. evangelistic activities as documented in the book of Acts?
Okay, so those viewed evangelism actually as a responsibility of every Christian.
Okay.
So by cooperation with the divine spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, the apostle did a work, they did work that actually shook the world.
Mm.
The gospel was carried to every nation. The Bible tells us that they were in one accord.
Right.
And not in their own power
okay.
did the apostles accomplish their mission, but in the power of the living God.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, their work wasn't easy at all.
Mm.
The beginning was hard
mm.
and bitter. And their work had, they encountered privation and calumny, you know, false accusations yeah. and misrepresentations against them, as well as persecution.
Okay.
But, well, despite all this, they counted not their lives dear to themselves, but found joy in suffering for Christ.
Okay.
So inspiration actually tells us that they were willing to spend and be spent.
Oh, wow.
So they witnessed by what they were.
Yeah.
What they did and what they said. So the sharing of their faith became a way of life, I
right,
would say.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I like
some would sell, yeah. Some would sell their property and share with others, you know.
Yeah.
They broke bread together. The Bible tells us they would visit each other. They ate together with gladness.
Mm.
They had this love for each other.
Right.
And they made, and this actually made a great impression on non-believers okay. because they were able to see how they were living
yeah.
even before they were ministered to.
They were
and they
testimony.
Prayed together.
Yeah,
yeah. Look at how they prayed for Peter.
Right.
You know.
Right.
When he was in prison, and God answered their prayers. Mm. Really, for a non-believer who would see that, why wouldn't I join such a people?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, they reached out to the disabled, the sick, the bereaved.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as they did all these things, they bore witness to
yeah.
Jesus.
Okay.
Really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about Peter and Paul. They used letters. They used epistles to promote and guide evangelism in the early Christian communities. How did they work that one out?
These guys. They had so much zeal. That's what I see.
Yeah.
They had so much zeal that they engaged in all kinds of evangelistic endeavors. It's like for them, whatever they thought would work, they would try and use it.
Hmm.
And so even in places where they feel they could not reach, they would use letters.
Right, right.
I mean, they would use letters to encourage people, even the church then. They would use letters to teach, explain. They would use letters to probably respond to certain questions or even challenges.
Okay.
They would use letters also to teach the church members about living as Christians.
Right, right.
And they did that. And I would like to believe that this was under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you know. Those letters were not just written from nowhere, but they were guided by the Holy Spirit. And this is why even today for us,
right.
these letters are still very useful and we use them even now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In
yeah.
fact, now we have gone on to organize. We are more structured. We have institutionalized evangelism these days. And my curiosity now is, what caused that? What historical developments influenced this institutionalization of evangelism, which we are now doing as Christian church?
Okay. So because of what these guys did, the early Christians, the apostles, they were able to do all these things. They played a very important role.
Right.
And the gospel... kept on spreading. It was moving from country to country. People involved, missions were set up and stuff like that. I think with the gospel spreading, it meant that now the numbers were growing.
Mm.
Okay. Numbers were growing and the Christian community was becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And so with such greater numbers came a need now for organization.
Mm.
And so this now is the one that influenced the institutionalization of evangelism within the Christian church.
Okay. Okay.
Now we are this big, yeah.
Okay.
A lot.
Yeah. So you're involved in missionary activities right now as a missionary. And I'm curious now, how did the missionary activities contribute to the spread of Christianity, both locally and internationally in the early centuries?
Okay. So for the missionary movements and how this has actually helped spread the gospel, there are certain places which are unentered. Okay, there are a lot of places which are unentered. Like in my day, even as we go out, we wait for. Of course, we ask. The church gives us guidance as to which places are actually unentered. Okay. And so from there, then we try and do a fact-finding mission. We find out more about the place and we plan to actually go to that place and try to spread the gospel and just talk about Jesus in those places and see how best to show love. Of course, because we'll have known that we are going to such a place, you need to know what the needs of the people are.
Right.
So that you prepare better and, you know, even as you go there, you reach out to their needs like Christ did.
Okay.
So internationally, also, I would say that we have a number of organizations that have been formed under the Adventist Church, missionary groups. We have GYC.
Right.
We have Adventist Missionary Volunteers. We have Alive Kenya in Kenya. I know we have some missionary groups in South Africa as well. So those also plan for these events,
right.
And they plan to also empower the young people,
right,
to be missionary-minded so that they can be useful in places where they are located and
right.
situated.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. That's the first of our conversations. You and I are going to be talking throughout the week. You'll be giving us some insights about this concept of evangelism and how you as a missionary are implementing it and the various avenues throughout the week. But thank you very much for this very interesting start, Missionary Sitle. And I think
thank
I still
you.
Remember your surname.
Sienagoa, yes.
Sienagoa, there you go. All right. Thank you very much, Sitle. I'll see you tomorrow. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you
all right.
So much. Okay. Thank you. Thank
all
you
right.
So
thank
much,
you very bro. Much. That is how we conclude that conversation with our missionary who's talking to us about her work. It is 24 minutes now after 2. We continue our conversations. We have something special for you coming up at 30 minutes after 2.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.